Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Chime Time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
At least 6 months of doing this podcast with Chris Schein, BetQL Boston. Good morning, Chime Time. How are you?
Good morning, Mutt. I'm wonderful. How are you today?
First time I just forgot we were doing it. First time. Just forgot.
I've been there. I get it. I understand. You know, sometimes you just get busy doing other things. You're a dad. You got other responsibilities. It happens.
I was going by Monday business, going through the weekend, doing some prep work for the week. Checked my phone an hour later and thought, okay, there's a text from Shime. Wonder, oh yeah, we have a podcast to do. So this will be up later than normally. My fault, not Chris Shime's. But quite frankly, not much fun to react to from yesterday. I was 1-2 in the picks. Terrible job there. Shime, I didn't look at your tabulations, but I know from texting yesterday, much like me, good Thursday, Thanksgiving, bad Sunday, week 12.
Yes. Great Thursday, horrible Sunday. I was just putrid yesterday. And that's, you know, that's going to happen when your under game decides to score 33 points in the fourth quarter. So it was amazing. Yep. I felt so good all game. I'm like, oh, this is great. 22 points going into the fourth quarter. They literally need to double this score. These teams aren't scoring. This is easy. They scored 33 points in the fourth quarter. Holy.
One of those days. And you're allowed one gripe. You're allowed one gripe on the show. You can gripe about that. You looked home with 15 minutes to go, and the gambling gods got you. I guess mine normally would just be the Bucks. Like, they should have won, should have covered, but lost outright. But it's the Mahomes touchdown prop, Shime, because he got his first touchdown easy. He got his second touchdown, and they waved it off because of a penalty. And then so they had to settle for a field goal. And they had, like, three other opportunities in the red zone to score touchdowns. He threw an interception in the end zone at one point. So he had 5 or 6 red zone opportunities. He had at least 2. One of those called back as a penalty, and then just makes everything. That felt like a lock bet. I love the odds at plus 135. That was frustrating, not getting 3 touchdowns from Holmes. That I got to admit.
Oh, I know we're only allowed to bitch at one thing, but I have to mention this. Sure. The Miami team total was 30.5. They scored 30 points in the first half. They did not score another point in the game.
Yeah, and they had Skylar Thompson, whoever his name is. I don't even know the backup's name, but he was in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Skylar Thompson. I don't know, man.
Hey,
I don't know, man.
Would you have you almost laid the, was it 14 in that game and covered by
I regret not doing that. I regret not laying the 14. I wouldn't have gotten backdoor covered. Because Kyle Allen did me a favor and threw a second interception.
He stinks. Kyle Allen stinks.
He is very bad. I don't understand. So I guess maybe because they're tanking, but I don't understand why you sit Davis Mills anyways. Like, he's fine. He's not the issues in Houston. Is he great? No. But is he terrible? No. You can do a lot worse, i.e. Kyle Allen.
Yeah, they're going to draft the quarterback. It's pretty clear.
They have
to. They'll go to Davis Mills as the backup, or he'll go for a year. They're going to have a top pick in a quarterback-heavy draft. They will draft a quarterback. But
yep.
Just a weird week. you know, we had, looking back on it, some good quarterback. Mac, Kirk Cousins, and Josh Allen on Thursday had three of the better quarterback performances. And as far as the Patriots went yesterday, they had these Sunday shine where everything goes their way. Every team that needed to lose won yesterday in front of them in the standings. Like Cincinnati able to find a way to win. Miami wins again. Like Chargers, that was just...
Chargers don't even give me a chance to cover. They go for two on the final play of the game instead of going to overtime.
I could have used overtime for a bunch of reasons in that game, but everything they needed yesterday to have happened, it didn't happen. So they're stuck in eighth in the AFC with this game looming. So I don't know if we're going to cash under 8.5 wins on the Patriots, but their playoff chances took a hit yesterday.
Yeah, for sure. It's unfortunate, but you know, it's going to happen when every other team just decides, oh, we're going to win today. And so now what the Patriots have to do is they have to take care of business against difficult teams like the Buffalo Bills and like the Cincinnati Bengals. If you want to get in, you got to beat the good teams. You can't just beat up on the bad teams.
So to tell you how bad it was, the Patriots went into yesterday with a 50% chance to be a playoff team. They had 60%, lost the Vikings. That dropped to 50%. The loss yesterday knocks them down to 44%, according to the New York Times. 56% chance they're out, 38% chance they're in a wild card, 5% chance they host a wild card. And to add significance to this week in the Bills, we know it's a big game, AFC, et cetera. If the Patriots lose this one, their playoff chances drop down to under 30% or so. So these AFC games are going to be huge. I don't have a lot of faith they'll win the game potentially outright on Thursday. We'll talk about it between now and Thursday, Scheim. As far as Monday Night Football, let's start there, finish the week, and then look ahead to Thursday Patriots-Bills. I'm seeing it, 2.5 Colts right now home against the Steelers?
That is correct. Colts by 2.5 tonight.
You jumping back in after the beating you took? You staying away tonight?
I'm jumping back in. I'm going to go in on the over. I actually think that these two teams are starting to get better offensively since Matt Ryan has taken over for the Colts. They've been a little bit better offensively. And Pittsburgh is... Now that they're not facing, you know, the toughest first half of the season schedule in football, they're actually playing pretty well on offense. Kenny Pickett looked halfway decent last week. They put up 30 on the Bengals. So I think this is a good spot for the over here, being under 40. I know primetime games have been a little wonky, but at the same time, I feel like these are two ascending offenses. I know the Colts defense have been pretty good. The Steelers are now healthy on defense. I still think this is an over spot here. So I'm going to go over 39.5. I think the number is just too low is kind of where my head's at. Ultimately,
I'm with you. If I had to make a secondary bet, I would be there. I can't not bet the Steelers getting 2.5 in this game tonight.
You and Tomlin is an underdog, man.
Well, they're just a better different combo. Defensively. Defensively, they got Watt back and all of a sudden they look like that really good defense again. And look, I get that Kenny Pickett has not been any great shakes this year. But there's part of me that still thinks deep down. I know they made the change and Matt Ryan's better. The Colts actually want to lose some games here down the stretch. They're not really a competitor for a playoff spot. So I get the Colts and the rebound and the new coach with Saturday stuff, et cetera. They probably have better, more skill, but Tomlin as a dog, the numbers are just ridiculous on the road at home after week 5. He's really good as a dog coach in a prime time. Tomlin spot, I'll take the 2.5 points. It was higher early in the week. I'm stuck getting it 2.5, but if you're making a BetQL Boston, you know, very square same game parlay or teaser, we like the Steelers and the over in this one, Sean, Monday night. Not for the record, not a terrible Monday night game. Just wish I had more conviction on some props and some other stuff, but it's Tomlin plus the points for me.
Yeah, that makes sense. You and Tomlin have been a great combination this year, and then I'm on the over, and I will sit there on my side. I also kind of think that the George Pickens number could be interesting tonight at 42.5. Like I said, if I am leaning towards the over, I think the offenses are ascending. I think some of the receiving props are a little low, so you may have an opportunity to capitalize on some of these because of that. So,
and just to crystallize the Tomlin numbers after week 5, for those who don't have them, 39-17-1 against the spread. That's 70%. And he's 17-4, 81% against the spread when he's lost 2 of the last 3 and then has had been an underdog. So it's a blind spot for me. It's a blind bet for me. Colts are playing better. Steelers defense healthy. Steelers plus the 2.5 to wrap up here on Monday Night Football. As for week 13, that will start again on Thursday with your Patriots. They are now, I'm seeing it from 4.5 to 5.5, Shine. What is DraftKings listed as far as the line for this game? Not a lot of bets made on week 13 quite yet.
Yeah, smack dab in the middle there for you. Five is the line currently. So I would immediately, my immediate reaction is I might take the points here just because I think the Patriots offense looked really good last week. I'm curious if they can replicate any kind of any bit of that against a far superior Buffalo defense. They are at home. Excuse me. They are at home, which I think helps. And Josh Allen has been turning the ball over. And his defense has shown their ability to take the ball away. So I would currently lean plus five, but I'm not, this is not by any means a massive, massive play for me.
Yeah. Looking at some of the betting here, it does like the Bills are getting bet pretty hard, about 90% of the money. Again, it's super early as far as the betting goes. But 79% of the bets and 98% of the money has come in here on the Bills early on. So, they're taking big money. They're taking big bets. I get it. We talked about this last week when the line broke at 5.5, which that was my early lean there.
Yep.
If you got it at 5.5, good for you. I wonder with the, at least I heard this morning, it sounded like David Andrews is going to play. The Patriots might get him back in this game. I don't think Damian Harris is going to play, but given some of the stories that we heard about him after the game on Thursday, but the five, you feel like 5.5 is probably the peak of where this thing is going to go. And is there anything that would make you think it would go higher than that? Or people can get 5.5 now and like the Pats? Should they be betting it now instead of waiting for Thursday?
No, if you like the Pats, I would just wait. You're only going to get a better number, or it's going to stay where it is. It's not going to move below five with the amount of money Buffalo is getting. It just won't. And so if that money continues to pour in favor of Buffalo, you might get a better number. So if you like the Pats, I would sit and wait. The one thing I would recommend though, the Patriots, fun little fact for you, have had the worst rushing attack in football over the last 5 weeks.
Really?
So yeah, so I'm very interested in betting the under on Ramondre Stevenson rush yards, heading into this game. As soon as that number comes out, I want to see where that number's at. I'm hoping it's in that 50-ish area, because then I definitely want to hit the under. But if it's in the low 40s, that's where I might hesitate a little bit.
Yeah, it's a fair question. I don't know when they start posting player props, but I don't know, because when we can live bet, I'll know all this stuff down to the minute and have it all written down and see, you know, have every book, when they launch them, when their opens are, because if you're betting live, you want those numbers right away, because we don't have that luxury right now, Shyam. I actually don't know.
Yep.
But it's a good question. Like, when will they post it? Because the thesis is going to be, well, no Damian Harris. We saw him leave the game, limped off the field, couldn't put his pants on. According to Chris Mason, MassLive.com, he was so bruised.
Yikes.
So, okay, Ramondre Stevens gets all the carries. Of course, he'll go over, but you're right. There's an opportunity there to bet under. So if we see it shine, let's make sure we tweet it out at BetQL Boston.
Yeah,
that's a sharp look. People are going to want to bet all his overs with Damian Harris out on Thursday night.
My assumption is they won't be out until sometime Wednesday morning. That generally gives it a full 24 hours ahead, but also it's not so far out that the books are screwing themselves. So that would be my guess, is sometimes Wednesday morning they'll be out. But if it's out any earlier, I'll tweet it out. I'll make sure to tweet it out.
Yeah, and if one other Patriots note, it's a sports radio topic, not a sports betting topic, but if you missed earlier today, Bill Belichick on the Greg Hill Morning Show, produced expertly by Chris Scheim.
Thank you.
An all-time laugher of an answer from Bill Belichick, asked about punting and the Bills not punting for two games.
Oh, my God. Remarkable.
Started talking about it and then said, you know, basically, well, we did get him in one punt formation once, but they faked it.
Which
I wouldn't really blame that on the defense. And then you go back and look, and in fact, they didn't ever get in punt formation. That was in 2020. And it was really Bill just annoyed at Curtis's question and dare criticize like his son and his defense. And it's just, you got to hear it. Go listen to it on demand on the Odyssey app. You'll hear it in the 7 o'clock segment tonight on Mud at Night for sure.
Tremendous.
I cannot wait to play that for Andy Hart, because it's just, he's the pressure getting him a little bit, Shyam, it feels like, with Bill Belichick.
It was, and Curtis made a good point, it was an answer like he was a 2-10 coach. Like, it was that, that was the kind of spot it was. And that is remarkable, in my opinion. Like, I can't believe he answered like that.
We will hear it again tonight, 7 o'clock on Monday Night with my good friend, Andy Hart. Meanwhile, the Prince of Pucks, the NFL bets might not have been good, but the Prince of Puck continues to battle on. Like the Bruins do, Shyam. No Bruins tonight. They only play, what, one game this week? And then we'll play again until Saturday. So anything tonight on the NHL slate for the people?
Yeah, so there's one bet I really that I'm going to play, and then another bet that I'm considering. So take it for what it's worth. I want the over 6.5 in Florida Edmonton. Florida just has been scoring and allowing a lot of goals, especially over the last five. They've either scored or allowed five goals in every single game over their last five games. And then the Oilers are just a high scoring team in general, right? You're talking Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl. This team, it just doesn't play a lot of defense. Doesn't have great goaltending and scores a ton of goals. So I love the over in that game. It's the late game. So unfortunately, a lot of us, you know, like myself, have to be in bed before this game even starts. But regardless of that fact, I love this. I love this play. I think it's a great spot. The other pick I am tempted to play is the New Jersey Devils at minus 115 money line at the New York Rangers. The Rangers have dropped two in a row. The Devils have won, I want to say it's like 16 of their last 17 or 17 of their last 18, something stupid like that. The Devils have been red hot. But it is in New York, and this could be a spot where the Rangers, you know, have a game that they kind of need at this point, having dropped the last two in a row. So I'm tempted to play the Devils, but I haven't fully committed. My big play tonight, Panthers and Oilers over.
And Celtics are playing tonight, 7:30 against the Hornets. As you know by now, if you bet any NBA seriously, that there's nothing proper later for us to talk about when the Celtics play. They don't post any of this stuff. When there's any injury stuff, Shime, the books are so afraid of people who are sort of ahead of it and have projection systems that say, okay, well, if Jason Tatum doesn't play, they can project really, really well who gets those minutes, who gets those stats. And because Tatum didn't play yesterday, and because it's a back-to-back this weekend, there's nothing Celtics prop-related at all. All the props you see up there for the Hornets, I have no interest in giving out bets for the Hornets. I don't do any work on the Hornets. Celtics are 10-point favorites, and without knowing who's playing tonight, I can't give you a bet. So the NBA playoffs, when there's more known injury stuff, there's props up there for us to talk about. We can react to it. We can make bets. Like Monday morning, November NBA, they're very protective. So they're 10-point favorites. They're by far the best offense in the NBA of the Celtics. They're now trending towards being a top-five defense. They're, as somebody wrote this morning on the Action Network, there was a guy, Matt Moore. Basically, their stats right now say they're going to walk away with an NBA championship. They play this well the rest of the year, so they are they're a wagon. They're a 10-point favorite. I'm not going to tell you to bet against them, but I have no idea who's playing and who's not, so I can't list a bet, Shime, but they're the hottest team in the NBA, and they are really, really good, like your Bruins are. So that building, very good this year.
Yes, yes, very much so.
Anything else, people, Shime?
I mean, that's all I got for today. Nice, easy day. It was a tough weekend for your boy. So I'm just trying to reset, regroup and move forward, you know?
I gave our guy Bomber Brad credit. He gave out the 10-point dog Texas A&M Aggies outright over LSU.
Well done, Bomber
that
Brad.
Worked out pretty well. He lost the other one, but when you split the $200 bets and they're three and a half or 4-1 and plus 150, you end up making some money. So Bomber continues to win. We struggled on Sunday, Shime. We try to shake it off. It's a short week for us. We got Pats and Bills to handicap. We'll start doing in earnest tomorrow. Some of the prop ideas that Shime talked about, Ramondre Stevenson, will be a big factor heading into Thursday Night Football, Patriots and Bills. Subscribe, rate, and review on the Odyssey app, on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Shime, again, my apologies. I was late with this. I forgot about the podcast. Didn't want to think about betting this morning, so I was ignoring the idea of it. But we get through. We battle. We talk tomorrow. Warren, Chris, Shime. Thank you, buddy.
Sounds good, bud. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.